Hey, welcome back, my transfer cats. My friends, we are here. We have arrived. Congratulations. We are on episode 30. Can you believe it? Today, we're going to end this series with something bigger. I know we started off with mindset and we moved into practical advice and tips, and we've been working on the bigger picture stuff. So today is bigger than applications, bigger than deadlines, bigger than even majors and anything like that. We're going to talk about, you guessed it, happiness. So there's a great documentary called Happy. I highly recommend it. It is awesome. I showed it to my own kids, my family, all of my classes, and it really explores what makes people happy in different parts of the world. And it's a great conversation starter with yourself because we got to think about that. I mean, is it family? Is it a job that helps, you know, lets you express yourself? Is it helping others? Is it serving? What is it money? So let me tell you a little story about happiness. This is something that I learned when I was a brand new teacher. My first year teaching, I was really poor. I was working in a private school, and I ended up answering in a classified ad, because we had those back then, for an art teacher who happened to speak French or German. And I speak French. Oui, je parle français très bien, merci. Si tu parles français, bienvenue. I do speak French. And so I went, and they were so wealthy. Oh my goodness. And let me tell you a little bit about their day. They filled their day with activities and food, and there was lessons, and there was all kinds of stuff going on. There was so much money. Oh my goodness. Money was no issue at all. But can I tell you how shallow it was? Like, I couldn't feel any joy or happiness at all in that house. It was definitely not a home. And they were related, but when I sensed the word family, it didn't feel like that at all. It felt like just a lot of money, and they were passing time together, right? So the Beatles told us, right? Can't buy me love. Money can't buy you happiness, right? We've heard that so much. And right now, there's so much focus on happiness. Right now, every single checkout stand you go through in the grocery store, there's a magazine with some article about it. So many self-help gurus are out there trying to sell their system for finding happiness, right? And I'll say that positive psychology course on your campus is probably a really great class to take. Instead of that deficit model that, you know, focusing on what's wrong with you and how you, where on the DSM-5 you find yourself, right? Positive psychology looks to grow what's right with you. So I would definitely check it out. Most community colleges have a positive psych course. You could take it on the CVC exchange if you can't find it at yours. So for today, here's what I want to do. I want you to pause for a moment and make a list. If you got the PDF for today's journal, you could follow along, but what are the top things that make you happy? All right, take a moment to fill that out. And I'm assuming you've done that already, so I'm just going to keep going, okay? Now, look at your list. How many are things, like objects, right? How many are people or activities? So what on your list is enduring happiness, something that goes on, something that's constant, versus fleeting happiness, right? So this reflection matters, because in the end, this is what the journey's all about, right? For me, happiness looks like this. It definitely have to be my wife and children, my dog. I mean, he's a wonderful dog. You remember him from episode number one, Unleash the Hounds? Who let the dogs out? Blue's a great dog. Picking up a great guitar, making music, melody and creativity. I mean, sounds, there's something, you know, spiritual about music. It's just amazing. You can communicate with people, and you don't even have to speak the same language. Faith is important to me. It really is. Having a great workout or a hike in the desert, the beach is just amazing. It's my happy spot, right? How can I not mention chocolate and coffee? Even teaching, if I have a packed class, if I have 50, 55 students in a psych class and we're just having a great conversation, for that one moment, that's a magical moment. That's a lot of fun. College tours. When I go on college tours, we pack that bus and we go hit it. And you know what? Seeing people's face light up and imagining themselves in a campus, it's funny because I see that, or I remember that same awe, you know, on Christmas morning when I was a kid and you're like, you saw the presents out there. It's the same thing. And I'm looking at 20, 30 year olds that are walking around a campus like it's Christmas, right? So when I boil my list down, there's some of those things are very fleeting, right? Chocolate and coffee, they come and go. But most of all, the things on my list that matter to me are people. It's relationships. That's what typically really fills me up and makes me happy. What guides you? What guides your life? Did it make it into your PIQs, your career report, your major, your personality stuff? What came out in that? Are you following what your natural way of living? Here's the key. When we align what makes us happy with what we're studying, what we're doing, and the direction we're going, life starts to line up. That's when we begin to walk in our calling. Now, here's the thing. Happiness changes with seasons, right? Before I had kids, I could never imagine how amazing it would be to be a dad. And when my last child left for college, I gotta admit, I cried like a baby. My role was changing. I had been a dad for 25 years, you know, from the first child to the last. That's a long time, right? Some of you listening, you're not even 25. I was a dad for 25 years with kids at home, and all that busyness and all the noise and all the, even the arguments, you know, you miss when they leave. My role changed and that hurt, but in that I grew. So you may know by now, I live in the desert. It's a beautiful desert. And a few years ago, we had something called a super bloom. Now, these are seeds that have been lying dormant for years, sometimes decades. And when we get a massive rain, we had a hurricane came through here that was once every 100 years or so. And these seeds had lied dormant for years, and suddenly they burst into color after a season of heavy rain. Now, most years, those seeds just sit there patiently. But when the conditions are right, they bloom. Well, that's kind of happened to me in that those tears of letting go somehow kind of watered something deeper inside of me that's been lying dormant. Some dreams that I had put off, like writing, music, and those began to stir again. So I realized I was in a new season, a season of rain, a season of creativity, and so were you. I want to say this to you. This is your time to bloom too. Reflect on what makes you happy, nurture it, follow it through the many seasons of your life. So I have truly enjoyed this 30-day journey with you. You may see me on campus at a UC or Cal State near you. And if you join my newsletter, you're going to get all the latest happenings, okay, at transferman.org. Follow me at transfermancc and all of the socials. So, with that, I wish you many blessings, much joy, and success in your transfer journey. Transferman congratulates you. Until we meet again, transfer on, and don't forget to bloom wherever you're planning.